West Moberly First Nations have filed a BC Supreme Court petition to protect the Anzac and Table River area from logging proposed by Canfor, claiming Treaty 8 rights and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, UNDRIP, have been breached. Specifically, West Moberly are challenging a cutting permit and road permit amendment issued September 26, stating they weren't notified that Canfor had applied for the permits or that the province was considering issuing them, even after prior concerns that had already been raised to 133 other forestry-related permits. Known as Chuzetislii by the Dunza people or, where the water starts, West Moberly says the region would be significantly impacted by industrial activity. An old growth analysis was provided by West Moberly to the province, noting that 82% had already been lost and all of the proposed clearcuts would remove another 4%, leaving only 14%, which is not enough to sustain their way of life. According to the petition, Chief Roland Wilson sent a June 13 letter to the province advising that West Moberly would impose a moratorium over all current or proposed forestry activities within the Chuzetislii region due to concerns with Canfor reports shared in January and October 2022. The province has not completed the necessary cumulative effects assessment needed to consider forestry activities in the Chuzetislii, states the petition. Mercury contamination in bull trout on the Crooked River, industrial land use in the Parsnip River watershed, unexpected turbidity in the Anzac River, loss of ability to engage in cultural practices due to forestry activities, and declines of caribou and moose populations are top concerns listed by West Moberly. It's also alleged the Ministry of Forests said discussions were ongoing with Canfor and the ministry promised to keep the nations updated. The petition notes West Moberly have yet to be informed on any outcome from those discussions.